Hey everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's podcast, which is all about raising your rates. Now, I know this is something that can make people nervous and hyperventilate when it comes to talking about money or rates. And the first thing I can say is if it's a trigger for you, I really recommend that you look at your mindset around your worth, because that is really going to probably keep you stuck when it comes to raising your rates or charging what you think you're worth. It's one thing to say, I'm going to charge $50 an hour, and it's another thing to do it. If you find yourself really having a hard time committing to that higher rate, then I would definitely work on your mindset. And I speak from a place of experience because it's happened to me. So a couple things about rates. First off, you should know your baseline rate. Everybody has a different minimum rate that they need to charge to keep the lights on and pay the bills. Remember, the rates you charge are directly related to the skill sets that you're offering. Don't buy into the hype that tells you that you can make $10,000 a month by having only admin skills. That's not true. You really need to have additional skills to be able to charge higher level rates. Also, be careful of people who preach, or I shouldn't say preach, how about coach, and they give you a rate to start with. They'll say, for instance, if you don't know what to charge $25 an hour. Well, that's, I'm sorry to say, that's BS. How would you possibly know that's going to be enough money for me to live on? That advice I see thrown around quite a bit. And if I had followed that advice, I'd have gotten out of business before I even got started, because my minimum rate was $50 an hour. So you need to know what your baseline rate is. Find that out, and that's the minimum you should charge. What you charge from there should really depend on your experience and your expertise. You know, what skill sets or what services are you offering? Now, a lot of times, like myself, I just, you know, someone said start at 25, and so that's what I did, not knowing that that wasn't enough. I quickly realized I was really undercharging for my services. And I was struggling to make a living, and I was trying to get out of my soul-sucking job. So one, I had to really look at how do I figure out what my baseline number is so I know my minimum to charge. And if you don't know that, I have a blog post on my website that talks about rates, what you should be charging. I also have a YouTube video, and I'll make sure I add those links to the podcast. I really recommend that you start there. Before you look at raising your rates, find out what your baseline rate is, and then you can go from there. If you're undercharging, start by finding out what your baseline rate is, and then you can start to look at what's next. A lot of people undercharge. So that was me. I was undercharging. I needed to make more money, so I needed to raise my rates. Maybe you've added some new services or offerings, and maybe you've just been in business a few more years. Maybe it's just time to raise your rates. You don't need anybody's permission. You don't need to ask your clients. It's your business. It's your choice. You choose what you charge for what work that you do. So if you need to give anybody permission to raise your rates, give yourself permission to raise your rates. Remember, don't compare yourself to anybody else because you don't know their backstory. You don't know what their minimum baseline rate is either. Like I said, mine was $50 an hour. It wasn't 25. So when I realized that I was having a hard time making a living on $25 an hour, I had to look at how do I raise my rates? You know, do I just do it? I doubled it basically overnight. Now, that can cause issues with your current clients if you just all of a sudden double your rate. So you need to have some type of plan in place for raising your rates. For instance, some people do it every year. There's no shame in that. Raise your rates every year. They raise them when they have a new skill set or a new offering. I undercharged, so I went ahead and increased my rates, and then I went ahead and started to increase my rates on a yearly basis. Now, we'll talk about that more, but what happens if you, again, need to raise your rates because you're not making enough money? There's a couple different ways you can do this. You can leave your current clients where they are, and then as you take on new clients, you can start charging them that higher
rate. Now, if you're doubling your rate going from 25 to 50, that might be unnerving for a lot of people. So you could do it incrementally. So you could go from 25 to 35, so a $10 increment. So the new clients you sign on, you sign them on at the higher 35. And then you take on three new clients at that rate. And then the next batch of clients you take on at $45 or even $50. So you could do it in an incremental way. What I did was, because I needed to make more money fast, was that every new client I signed, I went from 25 to 50. They didn't know I was charging $25 an hour. I booked them at $50 an hour, and then I stepped back and say, okay, what do I really need to be charging? Because once again, I didn't do my homework. I didn't understand what a baseline rate was. So that's so important. So remember, if you decide you need to raise your rates, well, figure out how much you need to raise them if you're undercharging. Start with your baseline rate, go from there. If you're somebody who just, it's time to raise your rates, then raise your rates. $10 an hour, $5 an hour, whatever it is, or even if it's a package. You can raise them all at once. You can raise them incrementally. You can do it just for new clients. Now, what do you do with your existing clients when you raise your rates? You can do a couple different things. You can leave them at that rate, or you can give them notice to let them know you're going to be increasing your rates. Remember, you have every right to do this. You don't need permission from them to do so. You can give them, at least 60 days. I gave my clients 90 days notice whenever I was going to bump my rates. And you can do that through a phone call. You can do that through an email. But make sure that when you do change your rates, that you update your business documents. And if it's on your website, make sure you change that. Make sure you change your business policies document, your agreement. When you change your rates, make sure your clients either sign an addendum or a new agreement at the new rate that you're charging. Right? You've got to make sure you've got that paper trail. If you realize you need to increase your rates, but maybe you don't have the skill set to do so, maybe it's time to invest in up-leveling your skills. Look into learning more technology and strategic type skills. Those are the ones that are going to pay anywhere from 2 to 3 times minimum. Again, not a guarantee, than admin skills alone. So tech and strategy are the way you want to go if you want to earn more money or you need to earn more money. You need to up level your skills. So you can certainly look into that. If you're looking for tech, make sure you check out my Techie VA Training Vault. I've also got some strategic classes coming out that are on my website. They're going to be around sales funnels and project management and all those type of things. Those are going to be a higher level skill set. All right, so let's just recap this real quick. You have my permission and everybody's permission to raise your rates. You should be charging what you want to charge. Remember, you can only charge based on the skill sets that you're selling. For instance, I can't charge somebody $75 an hour to do data entry because there are others who are going to sell that for much less. Plus, it's not a high-level skill set. If you need to charge $50, $75, $100 an hour, look at up-leveling your skills. Look into technology and strategic-type skills. You shouldn't struggle to make a living. You should be paid for your expertise. If you're having issues with charging what you want, take a look at your mindset. Really do that mindset work to understand that you're worth it and that you should charge whatever it is that you want. My best advice, or I shouldn't say advice, analogy, is there are business coaches that make $100 an hour and there are business coaches that make $50,000 an hour. Right? A lot of it has to do with mindset. So you want to make sure that you're working on yours. Most important is know what your baseline number is. Make sure that you understand what that is because that is the minimum you can charge. Otherwise, you're losing money. And who goes into business to lose money? If you're like, well, Susan, if I raise my rates, I'm going to lose my clients. Then leave your clients where they are and give them a notice of 60 to 90 days that you're going to raise your rates. Yes, you might lose clients, but then you can pull clients in at that new rate. Another side note, make sure you update all your business documents and your website if you have your rates on there. And lastly, if you're worried about clients, then you're probably going to have to move to a different pond. For instance, if you are charging, $35 an hour right now and you're getting all your clients in this one pond, then you're probably going to have to go look for a new pond to fish for clients in because the ones that are going to pay you $50, $60 an hour are not going to be in the same pond as the $35 an hour ones, which means you may have to change your strategy up a little bit, which is fine. It's all part of growing your business. So remember, you can change your rates and raise your rates at any time. If you're going to change the rates of existing clients, make sure that you give them notice, either written or verbal. The other thing is, if you decide to do yearly rate increases, make sure that's part of your documentation, and make sure that you also have a system to let your clients know and remind them that your rates are going to be increasing. The other thing you can do is, as you add new service offerings, you can start increasing those prices as well. So I hope you found this valuable. I'd love to hear if you like this podcast. Be sure to subscribe and feel free to leave me a comment. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week.